Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of imaginative prayer. This practice was developed by Ignatius of Loyola in the 1500s to help people come to know Jesus through imaginative interaction with Scripture. As we place ourselves in the gospel stories, God meets and interacts with each of us personally and uniquely. We become a participant in this story and then continue in this story in our heart, mind, imagination, spirit, and body after the reading ends. Today, we're going to place ourselves in the story of the little children who come to Jesus from Mark 10, verses 13 through 16. As I read this to you, I want to invite you to not just listen, but to engage all of your senses, to taste, smell, feel, and watch what happens. What can you see around you? What are Jesus's facial expressions? What are you feeling? Now, if you've practiced imaginative prayer on the podcast with us before, you will notice that today's a little different. Today, I'm going to ask you to place yourself specifically in the story as a little child. And rather than reading through four separate times, I'm going to read it once and then guide you through a series of prompts for reflection and prayer. So first, listen as I read this story from Mark 10. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. God, you created us with imaginations. And so we offer this time to you and pray that the Holy Spirit will be present to guide and protect us and help us to draw closer to you. Now, I want to invite you to return to this story. Imagine yourself now living in first century Israel. You are a child. There is excitement in the air. Many have been talking about a teacher, a man named Jesus who is teaching with authority and healing many people. Your family gathered you quickly this morning as news came that Jesus was near. Come, hurry, we are going to see Jesus. Take a moment to place yourself in this scene and imagine what you can see and hear and smell. What kind of emotions are you feeling? You hurry along as a crowd begins to form all around. Everyone is hustling towards Jesus. Your mom tugs at your hand, signaling to keep up. You round the corner, and that's when you spot him. He is there with the others that are always with him, his disciples. As you and the others approach, the disciples step in front of you. "Stop," they say. Their faces are stern. "Where are you going? Don't bother him. You are not old enough, important enough, needy enough. You are not enough." The mood shifts. Excitement shifts to disappointment as you try and process what just happened. You are not enough, or is it that you are too much? How do you feel when you hear the command to stop on your way to Jesus? Consider for a moment, what is it in your life currently that keeps you from running towards Jesus? Where do you believe a lie of being too much or not enough? Ask God to shine light on this and allow yourself to simply present it to God. As you begin to turn and head back home, you spot Jesus. He is moving towards you, and you can see on his face a look of concern and urgency. "Beloved, why have you turned them away?" he asks the disciples. With a tone that surprises you and empowers you, Jesus sees you. Jesus is fighting for you. He immediately kneels down, opens his arms wide and says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Look at Jesus, now at your level, with his arms open wide. Look at his face. How is it that he looks at you? Take a moment to sit with the way Jesus is looking at you. Notice his facial expression and his inviting posture. The disciples step out of the way, and the path is now clear. You are free, free to run, to sprint to Jesus. You allow yourself to run, and you are a child, so you don't think for a second about what you look like. You just go for it. So much so that you stumble into his arms, those arms that are wide open, waiting for you. Jesus catches you and pulls you in. Take a moment and simply allow yourself to be held in the loving embrace of Jesus. After a bit, Jesus loosens his hold, takes his hands, and very intentionally places them on you to bless you. Where is it today that you need Jesus's touch? Where do you need to sense his blessing? Perhaps you are overthinking things, always in your head. Imagine Jesus placing his hand on your head. Maybe you are resisting moving in a direction and you need Jesus to place his hand on your back as a support and a nudge to keep moving forward. Allow Jesus to place his hand there. If you are overwhelmed by anxiety, ask Jesus to place his hand where you feel this most. For me, this is carried in my chest. Wherever you need Jesus's blessing today, I invite you to imagine his hand there. Take a moment to simply receive his blessing. Jesus, we are so grateful for your kindness and compassion toward us. We choose to receive the way in which you fight for us. Help us to willingly run toward and fall into your loving embrace. And where we resist, help us to imitate you by practicing kindness and compassion for ourselves. God, would you increasingly give us eyes to see and ears to hear, that we would know and receive your deep love for us. Amen. I would encourage you to take a few minutes to journal about your experience with imaginative prayer, paying particular attention to where you felt resistance. Consider, jot down some thoughts about what this resistance may reveal about your view of God or your view of yourself. What stands out from the experience? I encourage you to allow this experience to stay with you as you move into your day and week. Pay attention, stay curious, and ask the Spirit to illuminate and reveal itself to you.